Steve, can you do that question?
Thank you, Senator. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, all board members are present. Mr. Kennedy will be walking in shortly and we'll announce him when he comes in. Did I get the agenda approval for tonight's agenda?
I move that we approve tonight's agenda. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Public comments. Okay, here we go.
Good evening, my name is Pam Wright, and I know members of the public would agree with me, and I'm certainly here on behalf of the part of the Wrightwood Property Owners Association and of myself to address Leo and Michelle and Chuck and share with you our deep appreciation, gratitude, and respect for your years of service as members of our board on our the CSD. It should be noted that, and history will remember, that you were the first elected CSD board and served on that for this community, and that you served with no model, nobody already having policies or anything in place, and you served to create those things. And that you served with little resources available to you. You didn't even know what you had, but you made do for our community. And you served with little support. There were no things in place, or you were just swimming for us. You were making it happen. And that was all noted. You served during the pandemic. Those were awful times for everybody in every industry. And you served to lead this community during that and through it. And you served without pay. You had the opportunity to set yourself a stipend or other benefits, and you chose not to do that on purpose. You were 100% volunteers working for your community. And you provided the greatest example of democracy in action in what you did during those years. And the greatest example of local control and why it's so important. I want to thank you for your service and your patience and your dedication and your integrity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Fire department?
Yeah.
Fire department.
Okay.
Okay.
She's going to say, Kate's return.
Yeah.
My dad's.
State your name and go for it.
State your name. Captain Mark Wright, Pembroke County Fire, up here in Wrightwood. And it's going to be a two-part here. Jen is going to also address something for us on the department side. So real quick, business as usual, overall 63 calls for the month. I didn't really break it down this month, and you're going to find out why here in a minute. Good turnout, had a lot of goblins, ghouls, witches, and such come to the fire station. So a lot of candy was handed out, and we still have a lot of it. So if you're interested, you can come on over and we'll give you a little bag, have a state trick-or-treat or anything else. And that's really the crux on just the day-to-days of our station. And then Jen likes to we'll address you with spirit.
Jen, be sure engineer, Wrightwood citizen, also work at the fire station.
A little bit closer. Thank you.
Okay. Jen, be sure Wrightwood citizen, also work at Wrightwood fire station. To start with the long story short, on Saturday, Phelan's going to be having an open house at their fire station from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. During their open house, we are going to be having a fundraiser in part for Captain Carl Hagley, who is assigned here in Wrightwood. He was recently diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The outlook is not good. Yeah. He is currently hospitalized. And with that said, we are trying to raise funds for our benevolent foundation, which is the Salmon County Firefighters Benevolent Foundation, SBCBF.org, which is helping support Carl and his family who are at his bedside currently at the hospital. We will also be holding a fundraiser on November 17th in the community of Upland at Rescue Brewery from 4 to 9, also to help raise funds for Carl and his family. We will try to be having a fundraiser at some point within the Wrightwood community as well. We're still working on the details. Obviously, this has progressed very quickly and is very tragic. I know Carl has addressed this board many times. And we wanted to make sure the community was aware of these events that are going to be going on to help support it. If you have any questions, you're welcome to call Captain Wright or myself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes.
That's great. I'll see if you drop.
CJ. Please.
CJ Porter with First District Council Supervisor Paul Cook's office. Just a few things I wanted to share today. So in September, the Board of Supervisors did appoint the Assistant Assessor, Chris Wilhite, to complete the remainder of the late Senator Bob Dutton's term. So that'll be through the end of the year. Ponderich, probably sometime next month, the Board will appoint for the first half of the term that Bob Dutton won in June. And then the second part of that term will be fulfilled via election in the 2024 election. So there's a lot going on with that. And also, an update that our office got from County Public Works regarding Caltrans. Sorry, lost it. Okay, so they informed us that Caltrans will be installing permanent overhead messaging signs on Route 138 on the west side of the Cajon Junction and on Route 2 up here before arriving in Wrightwood.
Say that one more.
Yeah, really?
So, installation of permanent overhead messaging signs on Route 138 or 2. So,
yeah, I just didn't quite hear
the installation project is projected to start fall of next year.
Okay.
And
no,
138 Highway 2.
Yes. So I looked at the map, and it's 138 this side of Cajon Junction, then also 2 before you get into town.
Okay, because I think there's one on 138 halfway up. Just, right, no?
Oh, the big, you know, on the freeway when it says like.
Yeah, but I thought, yeah.
I'm sorry, is that
not on 138?
The county locations.
Awesome.
And also, our office is still looking at additional funding to assist the CSD this winter season. When we have some information we can share, we'll let Tammy know so she can share it with you guys. I think that's all I have. Those are the questions.
I'd like to thank the Supervisor Cook and yourself, because I know you've headed up the stuff, but it's wonderful to finally feel that we're being heard, and we do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's because of you.
Damn yeah, right. Thank you. Damn right.
And thank you for the follow-up on the the toilet. The whole thing. So I just really appreciate that, because any insight or help on that side helps not only CSD, but also helps the businesses.
We get more information on that, update you, and we'll share that. I don't want to share anything.
No, I know.
We don't know
for sure. Hey, with just a little bit of traction.
For context there, we had a sampling meeting, and we asked if a portion of the, I forget which funding it was, could go to help us fund porta potties and highway patrol officers or something of the sort, code enforcement, you go for funding to help with influxes and players in the snowplay season. So it's still in progress, it sounds like, but in progress.
Yeah, certainly, I can look on funding sources, and we'll update you as we can.
Is there any news on the repaving of Pine and the sidewalks? The last I heard, they were talking.
You mean Park?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is it? Yeah, Park. Excuse me.
And the businesses, sidewalks, all of them, now last I heard was 2023 sometime.
Well, I'm not familiar with that. Okay. If Tammy can email me what exactly you're asking for, I can all go and look into it, please.
Yeah. It was, the question was basically the repaving of Park
and Evans. Spring?
Spring, okay.
What I've been told, yes.
Yeah, spring.
This spring.
Any more information?
Thank you, CJ.
Thank you, CJ. Thank you.
Any more public comments or agencies? Cool. Consent, need approval on the consent calendar on the October special board meeting that we had.
I looked okay to me.
That's right. We moved this board meeting. That's why it's special.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get a motion?
Guys, read it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I move that we accept the consent calendar.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed. Thank you. General manager's report. Tammy.
All right.
Heavy sigh.
Okay, the plumber has been out to the museum actually on three separate occasions to try and clear the drain line that's blocked. On the second attempt, a camera was sent down the pipe and went dark at approximately 9 feet. According to the plumber, this could mean a collapsed drain line. So I have John digging up the drain line and the plumbers will come back and assess the situation once we find the pipe. We've already dug 3 feet and can't find it, so we may have to go another direction, or I'm not sure what to do. And October 20th, Angela and I met with Kim Sevy, the HR and solid waste manager for the PPHCSD, to ask for her assistance with ideas on how to go about implementing commercial recycling program, along with many others. Kim was very resourceful and supplied us with tons of information, which included specific websites, resolution templates, and flyers. This implementation will not happen overnight. It's a huge project with lots of pieces to the puzzle. Angela has been dedicating most of her time researching and gathering information on all the recycling mandates that will be forthcoming. We're hoping to have the commercial recycling program fully implemented by January 1st. I've been in contact with Alicia Origel, an accountant recommended by EDM Payne, and she has accepted taking on the role as our district accountant. Alicia will handle the quarterlies and year end along with necessary GL entries, and she's already been a big help teaching me how to do journal entries for the payroll and some reclassing items. During our final audit review, it was stated that the district had approximately $243,000 in the bank that was not FDIC insured. I spoke with our bank and was told that that's not the case. Being as we are a government entity, the state of California by law requires the banks to collateralize, the funds that exceed the FDIC limit of $250,000. So technically our funds are covered.
Good.
On October 26th, I received an approval from the CSDA Finance Corporation for what I thought was a bridge loan. So this section is going to change a tad. It was actually a short-term loan to cover the balance of the contract for our Hollis Stewart Park project in case the funding doesn't come in. The loan amount would be approximately $183,500. This short-term loan is a five-year loan with 4.5% interest, and it's payable with annual installments and no prepayment penalty. When I got the quote, I thought it was a bridge loan. So I am working on getting more quotes for a bridge loan. I am working with DCB on another kind of loan. So I will hopefully have more updates very, very soon. We need to get rolling on this. And then let's see. At the last board meeting, I was asked to get some quotes for porta pots in preparation for the upcoming winter. I received two quotes for 8 basic classic porta pots with quite a significant price difference. Diamond Environmental, which we used last year, came back with a quote of $1,765 a month.
with twice a week cleaning. Andy Gumbs' quote was $4,322 for the exact same service. That's why we switched.
We switched.
Obviously, we will be staying with environmental for our porta potty needs.
Tammy, didn't we have 10 porta potties? Two were dedicated to the field at the school?
In previous years, but last year we only had a total of 8.
Oh, okay.
There were 6 here and 2 over the field.
And it's because we're doing twice a week.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes, we reduced.
So we're actually saving with the twice a week.
Okay.
As opposed to getting more.
When do you think you'll be starting the, they're going to come up and do that?
We were kind of going to watch the weather a little because I don't want porta pots sitting and we don't have snow.
Okay.
So until
tonight.
A little, yes.
Are we going to get any that are handicap accessible?
I can. I was thinking we probably should. That's a good idea.
Or two, one at the school and one here. Mm-hmm.
They're a little, they're about $100 a month more.
Yeah.
Which, And before I end my general manager's report, I personally would like to thank the board, Michelle and Leo, the board too, but Michelle and Leo, for their time and dedication that they served Pam. I'm going to ditto Pam. She couldn't have said it any better. We have a little going away something for each of you. I think I want to do it, so we're doing it now. So here you go.
I want you to know I voted no on this, though.
We did.
Will we open
the game?
Yeah, open it.
Leo, what?
No. There's no stamp.
Yeah, open it.
Open it.
Careful, Michelle. Oh, wow.
Throw the audience.
Thank you.
The Leo's plan.
Can you two get together for a picture? All right, Leo.
Go on. I don't like you anymore.
Somewhere on the stage, somewhere at night.
Right behind. They were original members too, so all right behind Leo.
No, he wasn't original.
I was appointed. I was 3 months.
We should get a picture with the whole board.
Thank you
very much. We're done to stop.
That's great. It is well deserved it.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Tammy. Now I can tell publicly that Steve Kennedy arrived.
Glad to be here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for the plaque and our over 5 years of service here, volunteer board, so thank you. September financials. So you like your new accountant? Good. It's going to be...
Did she work on this one, or did she start next month?
Not yet.
Okay.
But she did look at our books already and said, so far, everything looks great.
What's our current Diamond Environmental charge for the porta potty? Is just $149?
We have just the one right now at the museum.
The museum, thank you.
Oh, I took it from the field.
Oh, you took it from the field. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Save delivery costs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it.
So if I could point something out,
please do.
A little history here. Here we go. Back on July 1st, 2017, we started with $14,500.
Yep.
And a big skate park loan.
Yes.
And election. And election.
And election loan. And
we've got one more left. And right now, we could say that we have $372,000 sitting in our coffers or our reserves. And based upon these financials and 5 consecutive clean financials from our auditor last month. So
yeah,
I think this board and a couple of members past did a hell of a job.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to go with Wes. Pretty smart guy, too.
Well, yeah.
Definitely.
He said he was.
Log with the county.
He said he was planning to attend. I had talked to him yesterday at my restaurant. So, but he might come. Okay, so can I get a motion for our?
I move to approve the September financials.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Thank you. Lahontan, I'm really interested in this one. I'm really good friends with these guys. No, you don't want to go down this one.
It's totally up to you. Okay. Well, so here we have a memorandum that Tammy drafted as an update. Tammy and I were approached by Lahontan in September, they asked for a meeting to share some information on some grant funds that they have available, not only for planning wastewater consolidation systems, but also for constructing. They shared a little background on what they think about Wrightwood and how they've been watching Wrightwood for a while. And they think that it's time for us to bring it to the community's attention that that they need to protect our groundwater. And so they shared what's in this packet, which is a PowerPoint showing grant funds that are available. Our powers as a CSD right now are for wastewater planning and engineering. So if we were to choose to look into it, it would be for wastewater planning and engineering. We do not have the function of building a wastewater system or purchasing land or anything like that for this. So this is just basically the information we prepared from what they shared with us. And they asked us to share it with the board and start a conversation in the community. So
excellent.
I will answer any questions you have to the best of my knowledge.
It says it's available for disadvantaged communities, and that's a community with an annual median household income that is less than 80% of the statewide annual median household income. Do you know?
Yes. Yeah, so they said we just made that by maybe $1,000 or $2. And so we are considered a disadvantaged community for the grant purpose. So, yes.
So there's nothing that they are saying, other than maybe one person over there, about us mandated by the water company to go to sewers at this moment in time.
Not at this time, but they think it's coming in the future. They said they can't tell if it's going to be 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. A trigger of a mandate would be if our nitrate levels exceed that 10, whatever MGLs, or MGLs. If we exceed that, that is their graphs. We have some graphs that were done by Wes a few years ago before he left, where he reached out to Sheep Creek Water, which is the well that we have downriver from us. And at that time, the highest nitrate levels that they were showing at that area didn't exceed, I think it was 6.5 MGs. So that is what would trigger a mandate.
Is there any research done on what would cause the nitrates to hit?
Yeah.
The way I understand it is high water tables. So the highest levels, I think, were in 2007 or 8, and we had very high water table, a lot of snow fall. And so that's what makes the nitrate levels rise, because as the water goes down, it, you know, starts to build up and it pushes up, you know, all the toxins.
So being around Lahontan and stuff for 20 plus years, this is the first time I've seen a grant opportunity
right
for us. I think the biggest fear over the years is who's going to pick up the help pick up this cost of this. Yeah. And having this opportunity for the CSD to, and one of the, if you look at one of the items on our vision to protect our natural resources through elevating community wastewater needs. That's one of our goals or on our vision. So that's something that we need to really look at. And if there's something here for that they're offering, and if we could go after it and have the monies, yeah, they'll be on us down the road, but at least we could start the process and understand what it's needed. And yeah, it might take some time, no different than the parks and those experiences that we've had. Natalie, you guys did a wonderful job. Michelle, 3 years in the making, but this is something that I think as a board and as we move forward to start looking at it, because it's going to happen sooner or later. If we get a lot of water, I know the last 3 years is pretty tough on the weather, the drought, and NOAA. We learned at the last meeting here, it's going to be the same as this coming year. It's going to be the same as the last 3 years, right? Yeah. That's what they said. So I am all forward to looking into and having a seat at the design table and see what we could do.
Wise, we've still got some community members that served on the sewer committee.
Yeah.
Lynn Crawford is the first person that comes to mind, but I know there are others, maybe even Laura.
Laura Steinman did too, yeah.
I think she did. And so you might
already volunteered.
Okay. You might ask Lynn.
Well, I don't think it's a thing that we can pass. You know, if we've got a shot at a grant, and whether it's 5, 10 years or whatever, don't look at me that way. You're leaving, aren't you? Quit doing that. If we can get some money from the state to help us with the design and thing, that'd save us quite a lot of money.
Chuck, we can get a grant for feasibility study.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Why not?
So, process and timeline. We don't know. We wanted to present to the board before doing anything. Okay, so yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you'd like us, we can research into that, because there is an application for us to apply.
There's usually a window too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he pretty much said it's open now and people are applying now. And so it's sort of the thing like until it runs out type of situation, I think. And so he was encouraging that we get started right away on talking to the community about it.
You want to do a motion?
Yeah, I agree. Well, what I think before we do a motion is that I think we should form an ad hoc committee. And I think that the ad hoc committee should begin talking to the previous sewer committee so that we understand more. I understand a little bit based on, you know, things I've learned from meetings with Lahat and myself. But I think there's a lot more to learn about what our community knows about it. And so my recommendation is to form an ad hoc committee and look into, you know, the history and also what it takes to actually apply for the funds. That's my
opinion. I agree. So who wants to be on the ad hoc meeting? Michelle?
Oh, you're going to be beautiful today, aren't you?
I guess she's turning red now.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
And since the CSD formed, Stephanie and I attended one right away, and we were told a similar thing, that this was going to come eventually. And I met with Wes and them. So, I mean, I know a little bit about it. I think I would be great for being on it, but super busy with my other committee. So, but I will volunteer if someone wants to join me.
Who wants to join?
Of course.
Okay. Of course.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, ad hoc meeting created by Natalie and Sadie.
Do we have to vote on that?
Sure. And it would be an ad hoc committee, not a meeting.
Yeah. Will we form an ad hoc committee comprising of Natalie and Sadie to do further research about grants possible for any upcoming sewer requirements from the state.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Lightwood Village Foundation Christmas tree donation, discussion and possible action. Pam? I think Bruce talked to you about this.
I'm here to represent Bruce.
Yes.
Bruce is the president of the Lightwood Village Foundation. I'm the secretary of the Lightwood Village Foundation, and I'm here to represent them in letting you know that community members have been supported by the Lightwood Village Foundation in raising some funds to put together a tree as a beacon of light for our community to welcome the visitors during the winter months. And we have been working to get funds donated through various sources to provide this beautiful tree in our community. And it represents the Hallmark Channel type Four Season Mountain Resort Village home here. It's the beacon of light for that. And we'd like to invite the CSD to contribute to the support of the beautiful beacon of light tree in our community, as they have in the past. And I'd like to suggest the support of about $500 would be really helpful in keeping that beautiful beacon of light lit throughout the winter months.
How much is the Chamber of Commerce?
I'm not familiar donated with the work of the Chamber, so I don't.
We don't know how much they. So the donations that you already have are from individuals?
The donations have not come from the Chamber of Commerce. They've come from individuals, okay, other groups in the community.
And businesses? And,
they've gone through the Village Foundation. I believe Vicki Reinick is on the board of the, or on the committee that has been helping to raise those funds. She's one of the people on that committee. I was one of the people on the original committee. I know that there are some other people who are members of that community group that has raised funds for that beautiful beacon of light over there by the market on State Highway 2.
Thank you.
Thanks for your work.
Do we know what we donated last year? Was it
last year?
Can we have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we donate $500 to the Christmas tree fund.
I'll second.
Sadie second it. All in favor? Aye. All opposed?
No.
What a screw.
And if they haven't already, I'd love to see the Chamber of Commerce match our donation. Just throw that out there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, recycling.
I think it's the
part. I'm sorry, the Hollister number 11.
Oh. I'm really excited about this one. Do you want to?
Sure. Yeah, I have my notes. So we got exciting news. Within the last few weeks, we received a construction timeline for the park. They would let yes. So weather permitting, if all goes well, groundbreaking will begin on November 14th, so 13 days from now. And it's projected to be completed on December 16th. That gave us kind of a tight timeline with organizing with the country club to have the areas removed because they are taking that equipment. But we were luckily able to organize that starting Sunday. And we were able to get rid of area 2 and area 3 and area 5 will be gone, I think, by the end of the day tomorrow. So it's pretty much, if you haven't been by there, it's looking like a blank slate in those areas. So
I was good. Yeah, I was coming down the road and I go, I saw a red truck going up the street with a piece of equipment. I go, wow. Looks like Santa Claus, a red tractor.
Actually, was available starting this coming Thursday until groundbreaking day. So it was very nice. They stepped in very quick and we were able to get it going starting on Sunday. So
The playground company has been notified that the areas are pretty much clear. We have a site walk scheduled with the company and the with the Innovative Playground Company representative and also with the actual construction foreman on November 8th at 11 a.m. So I'll be attending that with Tammy and with Michelle. And I already shared about the country club. Tammy had submitted for the full fund request to the state. And so we're waiting to hear back from them on that. Fingers crossed. And then Tammy shared the information about the bridge loan slash other loan just in her report. And outstanding, we need to continue working on getting a sign together that acknowledges the donors. So those are the updates I have. If you have any questions.
I just want to say one thing. When Natalie said we were able to get the whole process rolling, that really was an enormous piece of that was Natalie and her husband, who spent all day Sunday helping Sue and the other people get that equipment out. So thank you, Natalie.
There were only two other people.
And her husband. Please thank you.
Yeah, thank you to the community members that helped get that done, because if they did not, we would have been in trouble and we would have had to push the construction timeline. So that was very helpful. So thank you, Michelle.
And Tammy, you posted online to let the community know.
Yes. And okay. John Varner put out a blast to all the parents.
Okay. And I emailed the district and so people didn't wake up and say, what happened to our park?
So it's moving. So we may have a park by Christmas, hopefully, weather permitting.
Great. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for the update.
Does anyone have any questions?
No.
The school district has been on board throughout. They've been notified.
They haven't responded, but I emailed them personally. Okay.
Yeah.
This is John Garner.
John Garner.
Okay. I think we just have
got to keep them
in the loop. We have to keep them in the loop at all. Okay, good.
Because it goes into the next topic.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not forget about them. They actually own the property. So, yeah, let's keep them in the loop.
And I thank them for continuing to keep the field open so the community has somewhere to play and run around, especially during this time.
Okay. Item number 12 on the agenda, joint use agreement. Status of that?
The status is we sent out the agreement to school district council last month, prior to the board meeting that was held, and the board reviewed that agreement and had no comments on that. I had not received anything from school district council as of this morning, so I emailed her again. She apologized for the delay, and she would be. She would be working on that. So hopefully I had mentioned in my last email that we needed to have that done by the end of the year. So we'll get moving on that. But
so Steve, if it's not done by next month, when I'm no longer on the board, does Natalie just work with you on that? Does somebody else need to be appointed for that? I mean, I'm willing to help to whatever extent I can, but I don't know legally how much I'm allowed to help once I'm no longer on the board.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you can assist in unofficial capacity, but from on behalf of the district, if we need another board member to be part of a committee on that, then we'll have to make that decision.
Okay.
But
I'll nominate Chuck.
But yeah, I think that we'll get to that.
Tracks, Chuck.
We'll get to that on item number 14. But yeah, I think that the next step is just to wait and see what we get back from school district council. I think it's important, with respect to the Hollis Stewart renovations. Mm. I can't stress this enough that the more we stay in contact with the school district on that, will certainly ease the negotiations on the remainder of the property. So I just, again, keep the school district in the loop,
Can you add to the thread that I sent, I CC'd you on, to Ryan and John, just with the latest update?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Okay.
Okay. Item number 13. Recycle.
This is part of one of many mandates that are in our way.
And we need to explain, this is not a CSD.
No. This is coming from the state. This is the state. Cal-Recycle.
This isn't your gift to us as your lead?
Not.
Nope. Because I'm already doing it.
I know
commercial, you. So.
No, the state is, actually it was mandated years ago. We're just kind of catching up here. But anyway, beginning January 2022, SB 1383 requires jurisdictions to purchase recycled content paper products that are recyclable. This builds upon existing laws to purchase products that contain minimum recycled content and adds requirements on product recyclability and record keeping. As examples, you know, file folders, paper, blah, blah, blah. So we're just asking the board that this is for the office to purchase, you know, recycled paper, toilet paper, all that good stuff. So we have a resolution, hoping that you guys will say yes or whatever, how this works, to go ahead and let us start buying recycled paper.
Then this is 2022-10.
Yes.
We've only done 10 resolutions this year, Steve.
Wow.
And this, even this is very, we have to keep track of everything we purchase and send it to Cal-Recycle. Like I said, this is.
It's coming. It's here.
Steve, yes. You've already, did you prepare the resolution?
No, as part of the, what we call GARP, the Government Agency Recycling Program, this is something that Field and Pinyon Hills CSD had prepared.
Okay.
I think the general manager's report indicated that she had met with Kim Sevy.
Okay.
Over there. And so Kim actually prepared this document. I have reviewed it as part of the my service for Phelan. So it's been, you know, very little cost for the district.
So this is a freebie.
This is a freebie.
Chuck?
Essentially a freebie.
Chuck, this is a freebie.
This is a freebie.
For Steve.
I'm going to move.
I got a question.
Yeah.
It's okay. Have we done any research in the sense of by switching to this policy, is it going to affect how much we spend for paper products? Is it going to be cheaper?
There is a provision in the policy that states if the recycle stuff is more than normal, you know, stuff,
whatever.
Sorry, guys. Been a long week already. Then we're waived from it. But we have to do our best to buy
recycled or cheaper.
That's cheaper than what we currently have.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's more, obviously, it's not. They're not.
I was just interested. That's all.
Hence,
go ahead and do your motion.
All the paperwork.
I move that we adopt resolution number 2022-10.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Item number 14, appointment of board officers discussion and possible action.
I would like to recommend that.
Who added this? Is that you added this?
I didn't add it, but it was on there.
Okay.
I would like to recommend that Natalie Lopiccolo is named as our new president of the board. I think with her being the longest serving board member, by her being part of the feasibility committee and in all those meetings, for being on the MAC even before the CSD was formed, I can't think of anybody better to serve as our new president and first lady president of the CSD. Then Natalie, and I certainly would put my support behind her.
So how does this work?
It's a regular amendment motion. So the beginning December 2nd at noon is when the new board members will have the ability to assume office. So President Hordyke and Director Schneider will no longer be members of the board effective noon on December 2nd.
Okay.
So this is effectively your last regular meeting, unless there's some special meetings that occur before then. So under the CSD Act, the board is required to appoint officers 45 days after the next general district election, which would be by December 23rd. You would be required to appoint your new officers. Given that, for your next meeting, without a acting president being on the board, it would seem that this would be appropriate for the board to make that decision now. And then the board at its regular meeting in December can decide what moving forward,
what it's going to look like,
what the board officers will look like moving forward. Okay. But I certainly that is appropriate so that the board has a transition at least to your meeting, your regular meeting.
12-8.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd love to see Natalie as president. You were a huge piece of the exploratory committee, and I know you never really wanted the position previously, but I think you've been qualified the whole time. And I would love to see Chuck stay as vice president during that, while you transition new people in, et cetera, because you've got such a great grasp on the budget and all of those pieces.
I have a separate topic I want to talk about after this, but
okay.
So what do we have to do?
It's a motion and a second, just as normal.
So do we motion that?
Well, we got to ask Natalie first.
That's right. Don't.
I mean, we're talking, and I'm all for that.
She wasn't acting at the table yet.
Oh.
I'm honored. Thank you for thinking of me, Chuck. I sure appreciate it. I appreciate your support, and I respect you guys very much. And I appreciate, and Michelle also, and everybody. Thank you for recommending that. I would be honored to be the president.
Okay.
All right. I so move.
We vote that in right now. Does that mean that Natalie finishes this meeting as president?
Oh. It doesn't have to be. No.
I just want to lay out there and hit the gavel one more time.
Yeah, I mean, that could take effect whenever the board
wants. Whenever Natalie wants it.
Thank you. We'll take it at the end of the
day. Okay, so we need a motion?
Yes, please.
Chuck, do you want to make it? Or?
Yeah, propose a motion that we vote Natalie as our new president, at least until the next board is formed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Okay, director's comments. Well, we're going to get this done in an hour.
Yeah.
All turns out Chuck's.
Oh,
Sadie.
I just want to thank everybody on the board and all the hard work that you guys have done over the years. And I came late to the game here, and things are rolling great. And things have improved every single year since I've been here. And I appreciate you guys, and I'm sad to see you go. And I'm excited to see what we do moving forward. Well, I appreciate all of you. Sadie, it was great to have your new fresh energy, and you're motivated to do some things and have some history with the state that others did not. So that's been a great addition. And Natalie, you worked your...
Yes.
Yes. Just worked yourself to death since the beginning. Since long before the beginning of the CSD. And Park and so many, the softball league, so many things are a result of what you've done. And Chuck, our bottom line, our budget...
I'm still going to be back now.
The Christmas tree is lit in spite of you every year.
I know. What the hell?
The screwed.
It's been great.
I'll put that out there.
To not have trees on everything. I think it's really valuable to have people that bring in different perspectives, different backgrounds. And
thank you.
That's been very valuable. And Leo, you've done a great job as president.
Thank you.
It was fun to see you step up into that role and really embrace it. It's been fun to serve with you for the last
5.5 years.
Before, but turned into 5 years.
5.5.
Yeah. Steve, you're, I don't know how we would have made it through any of this without you on board. I'm so glad that Steffi and Natalie found you and brought you on in the beginning. And you have given us the confidence we needed. And yeah. And then Tammy, as we've said countless times, we would not have made it to the last year and a half without you. So glad that you get to step into the position and that you kept us going. And very grateful for that. And hope you can enjoy this new position. And Angela, you've been a great addition as well. So thank you, all of you, community. Pam, boy, you sure, when you came out of nowhere for me, I think the Chamber of Commerce is the only committee you're not on.
Me too.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
I just want to say thank you to, it was an honor to serve for our community. I was talking to my wife. She's actually sitting here with us. I had knee surgery the night of the election. I woke up from surgery and she says, "Leo, you got it." And I said, "What's that mean?" Anyways, it's been a roller coaster, and I'm telling you, the last 2.5 years, it's probably the hardest.
Yeah, I bet.
Like Pam said, the COVID, when Wes left, we came off of a ship on the 17th of March, 2020, my wife and I, from Australia. Yeah. That was right in the heat of it. We sequestered ourselves for a month, and it's just, and then our general manager left for a year. All that happened, and between Tammy and I, we barreled through the last 2.5 years. It was the toughest 2.5 years. It's just been thanks to my wife for pushing through. Mr. Kennedy, thank you. And I just wanted to say this board is in great shape. Tammy's got, the general manager has all the tools in place to be even more successful. Based upon the audit, and now you've done hiring, you've got 2 employees, you've got a staff of 2.5, and
good people,
and an accountant on the side. So nothing but great things. The memos that I'm seeing, absolutely professional. We're making a huge change from nothing, as Pam stated, from absolutely nothing. The day that Laura and I and we're cleaning toilets. I was doing the yards, mowing the yards, because I wasn't going to have our community 4th of July weekend have issues because we got long grass and we've got toilets backing up. And we went through that thing seamlessly. I know we weren't supposed to do it, but I'll be damned if we're going to get our community after us, because we're self-governing here in Wrightwood.
Yes.
And it's just amazing what we've done. So thank you so much.
What?
Yeah,
well, just one thing, that when you woke up on the 17th, you not only won, you had the most votes of any of the 8.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
No, that was pretty impressive. Also, you know, what you've had to endure. People don't realize the amount of time that this board spends. And when you're at the president's level or you're at an ad hoc committee, your friggin' life is a lot of this CSD. And you really don't understand how much these people are putting out for the community. And Michelle, you know, has the probably the honor of the one that agrees with me the most of the time on issues. And she was the one that pressed to get me appointed when Stephanie left. And it's been a pure pleasure to work with Leo and Michelle.
It hasn't been easy.
I know. You know, one thing I will tell Natalie is I will support the hell out of you. I'll be more than happy to continue on the vice president if that's what the new board wants. But just know I'll still vote no on some of your stuff. So that should be a given. But Steve, I appreciate your perspective and knowledge. And I really appreciate your knowing my sense of humor. So, and Tammy, obviously, you stepped up and done a great job for the end of this board. And Angela and John, I think you've got, you know, two real good people. And I look forward to meeting this new auditor, you know, and talk to her about what we're doing. So anyway, that's all I have. Go ahead, Miss President.
Well, thank you. I've just been thinking about this for months, just preparing myself for your last meeting. And I'm emotional about it. I think I have so much respect for the two of you and for how much time and dedication you put into CSD, how much guidance you've given me, how much you have given to the community, all the things that everybody has said in, you know, more eloquent ways. But it was hard for me to even get here today because I do not want to say goodbye to you two on the board. You two are irreplaceable. You have done just an incredible amount of things for this community, and all without pay, all, you know, in your spare time, just coming and signing things and taking care of all the, you know, little fire drills and things. And I think that it's hard to find people who truly care that much about the community that will, you know, lay themselves out there and go through some of the things we've been through, good and bad. And I just, I'm going to miss you two so much. And I just want to thank you both for all the things I've learned from you. I feel that, you know, not to talk about age, but I feel that I was young when I started with the CSD. And I have learned so many things from the two of you that I don't think I would have ever known until I've had this experience. And I will take them with me forever. And I just cannot thank you enough. And
thank you.
You truly are amazing people. So thank you for your service.
Thank you,
Nandra. I have one last thing. Michelle.
I just want to say one more thing for the record. To whatever extent I can stay involved through the completion of this park and the deal, the contract with Snowline, I'm willing to stay involved to the extent that I am now or whatever, however much I can be. So don't hesitate to call on me as long as the laws permit it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have one thing for an agenda item for next meeting. Tammy, if you can hear this. I know.
Angela.
I want to give Leo a gift as he's leaving. And I think we as a board should look at doing something for Captain Hagel, whether it's a donation or whatever we could do as a CSD. I think this man deserves and his family deserves.
Thank you. I strongly support
just
that.
To be on the agenda next week or next
December meeting. The one more director's comment, then we'll be done, and that is are the new board members here tonight?
No.
Unfortunately, no.
Well, the election hasn't happened yet, so there might be waiting.
But there's no voting.
They're not going to be on the
ballot. They're not on the ballot, so it's just a process.
There were only three people that applied for the three open positions.
The Board of Supervisors will do an appointment in lieu of election.
Yeah.
Oh, is that okay.
They'll have the same as if they were elected, the same, you know, different 4 years and all that type of stuff. Okay. But they won't be on the ballot. They'll just be appointed. I'm not sure when we're appointed, but.
And that means we save all those election costs, right?
Correct.
We should.
It's a beautiful thing.
We'll sick our new president after them if they try to charge us.
They'll be appointed prior to our next board meeting.
They'll be appointed by the board, yeah. And then the swearing in will take place.
At that board meeting?
It can take place at your next board meeting, but it can also occur anytime after noon on December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Oh, here we go.
Last one.
Give it a good one.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
This board, our last photo.
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity to work with you.
I've never
would. We left it where you